So, as kind of wrapping up this inyan, we're going to talk about the unfortunate case circumstance when a store or an individual who is selling kosher food is found that they're actually selling not kosher food, treif, nevelos, treifus. And what do you do to this person? What's the way to determine whether or not they're trustworthy, etc. So, let me just get the microphone.
He's got this microphone device that'll amplify his voice.
A little speaker.
He doesn't have to talk so loudly. It's good for his voice.
Whatever seems to work. Here we have technology.
Doctor's orders.
Does he have a right?
Okay.
There
we
go. Oh boy.
Do you get a full receipt? This room over here. Okay. So I can talk quietly, and it just amplifies a little bit. So it starts with a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. Gemara says like this: Hahu Tabcha Dishtaka of Denafka Trefusa Mitusa Yadei. There was a tabach that they found treifus that he was selling. Pasle Reb Nachman ve'avre. Reb Nachman passed him, and he made first things first. He lost his job. Avre, he lost his job. Ozal Rebbe, Ozal. So this guy went. Rabbi Mazi v'tufre. He like did tshuva. So he's like, you know, like he's an avelus. Like he didn't cut his hair and he let his skin. He looked as if he was in a velus. For this michshol, this thing that he was machshol people, he made people do an avera. So Rav Nachman lach shurei. So Rav Nachman said, okay, he's doing shuva. Rav Nachman, no. Dilma yura mekar marim. He's maybe just doing haram. He's tricking people to think that he's all from and he's doing shuva. Gufa, in order to. And guess what? It worked because Rav Nachman fell for it. So, Ella Maitakante. I shouldn't say fell for it, but you see that he's covering up. El Maitakante. So what do you do? Kidur of Idi Baravin. A much more chomer type of tshuva. This is called in the poiskim tshuva chamura. Like the very strict level of tshuva. High level tshuva. Domer of Idi Baravin. Hachoshav ala treifes. Ein lo takana. Acheel chomak mshay makirna. So you got to go to a place that no one knows who you are. And there you see people, you have spies. The Beis Din from the first city calls up the Beis Din from the second city and says, there's a guy that sold treifus, he went to your city, keep an eye on him. And then the Beis Din in the second city looks and they're keeping an eye on this guy and they say, whoa, Yachzer Aveda B'davar Choshev, he found $100 bill, he found $1,000 in cash sitting on the street and no one knows him, he has no reputation to keep up, and he returned it to the owner. So you see that he's Yiras Shemaim. You see he did full tshuva because he didn't do it to fool people because he's goofa doing it in a city that no one knows who he is. V'yachzir aved b'dor ha'choshem oy shiyotzi treif v'metachas yod b'dor ha'choshem m'shaloi. Or he continued selling, shechting for himself. No one's going to, he's not selling anymore publicly. He's selling for himself. He's shechting for himself. But he had a treifa that was, he had an animal that was a treifa. And he didn't want to eat it. Now, we saw last sugya that it's not so posh that just because a person won't do the avera himself, he also won't do other people the avera. Okay, but al kapanim, you see that for a hefsed mamun, he was willing to give up. So this is called, this sugya establishes for us a certain pattern, a certain yesoid, which is, if there's a concern that this guy, the assumption is here, that the reason this guy did the Avera is not because he doesn't know the halacha. It's not because he made an innocent mistake. It's because he likes money. It was the taiva of the money, which is the reason why he ended up selling the treif. It's the taiva of the money. It was cheaper, he didn't want to give up the animals. So it was the taiva of the money, which was what was a machshel him from doing the avera. Okay, so as long as we see a tshuva, and we see him not worrying so much about money, you know, and having Yir Shamayim even when in the place of money, so he can do the tshuva and we would accept him. Okay, so we see a few things from this Gemara. Number one is that immediately when he sells the treif, we fire him, we make him lose his job, and we don't want anything to do with him, and we don't trust him. He does a little tshuva. All of a sudden, he starts coming to the morning call. That's not enough. You know, no, that's not going to cut it. All right, so he's got to. But if he actually does it in a city, that in that city no one knows him, and over there he's showing Yir HaShamayim, even in the place of money, that now, some of the places can say the Chikri Lev. You see, if you look behind you, there's a 15 volume set Chikri Lev. So in there somewhere,
that's section A, the other side section.
When Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef, the chief rabbi of Israel, Rav Avadia's son, came here. Why do we have that set? So he was the first Rishon LeZion. Rishon LeZion is not a political position. The Rishon LeZion is an old, old position, which was the chief Sephardic rabbi of Israel. It's 250 years old, that position. It's an old, old position. And it became that the Rishon LeZion is the chief Sephardic rabbi of Israel. Now, Chikri Lev was the, I think he was saying, was the first Rishon LeZion. Was the first, basically he said that he was saying stories about him, and that Rav Avadia held, the bottom line was always the Chikri Lev, Chikri Lev, Chikri Lev. You know, everything was the Chikri Lev by Rav Avadia. So right after that story, we called up one of our Sephardi friends, and we said, we need a set of Chikri Lev. It's very expensive. I mean, it's 15 volumes. So he said, okay, so buy two sets. I want one too. So that's how we have that. But bottom line is over there, he says that nowadays, this tshuva chamura, perek zeboira, they call it, this level of tshuva that we're going to go, you missed the whole thing about the Sephardim just now.
I heard Sephardim.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't come in now because we can't trust you.
So this is that tshuva, but he says nowadays that could be that the guy, Gufa, thinks that the Batei Dinim are in touch with each other. He, Gufa, knows this whole shtickle. That the guy is exiled from City A, he goes to City B, and in City B, he knows that the people in City A are going to call up, the Beis Din in City A is going to call up the Beis Din in City B and say, keep an eye on this guy, see if he's doing tshuva. All of a sudden, he's on his best behavior. So it could be there's a chashash arume nowadays. In those days, it could be there was no communication between cities. So in the times of the Gemara, it was a good tshuva. But nowadays, he's not convinced that b'chol this thing, even this would work. Okay, now, another case, the Gemara in Chulin, Itmar, Tabach Shanim Tzachel of Achrov. Now, the Tabach Shanim Tzachel of Achrov is a little bit different. This guy's a butcher. And he's supposed to traber the meat. He's supposed to cut off the chalovim, and you see he didn't do a good job. You see that after he finished cutting the meat, there's still chalov there. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, because if you left over a barley, which is a small amount, Rabbi Yochanan Omer b'kazayis. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the only time we get concerned is if he's left over a full kazayis. What's the difference? Amar Papa Vloipli, Gekan la Halkoisa. If you want to give him Malkus, buddy, get your act together. That's a kisayra. But Kan la Avroi, but if you want to actually get rid of him and fire him and say he can't do it anymore, that is a...
the other way.
Right, then, so la Halkoisa is...